Now then, I know that when bats come out at night, I know that they're out and they're looking for food. But what sort of things are bats looking for to eat?
Bats in this country, all of them eat insects. And they mostly eat pretty small insects. One pipistrelle, which is our smallest bat, remember, can eat up to 3,000 midges on a night.
That's a lot of midges.
It's a lot of midges, and it's a lot of midgy bites if they were all alive to eat you. So bats are good in that respect. They get rid of a lot of the insects that we would find annoying.
Right. So when you say the pipistrelle is our smallest bat, just how small is the pipistrelle?
A pipistrelle is tiny, much smaller than a mouse. And if you were to weigh it, it weighs less than 2 pence coin.
Well, that's very small. Can you tell us, Paul, how mother bats look after their babies?
Yes, bats are very, very good mothers. Babies are born just like us, and they're fed on milk by their mum. And the mum looks after them until they're old enough to fly and to go out for their own food.
Well, what happens if a mummy bat has to go out and look for food? What does she do with her baby bat?
She leaves it in the roost. If it's very young, she can sometimes fly with the baby. Occasionally, the baby bat falls out of the roost and then it's in real trouble. But we've seen a mother bat retrieve its baby.
Right, so she'll go back and find the baby.
She can
bat.
Go back and find it sometimes. We don't know how rare that is, but we've seen it happen.
So if we find a baby bat or a bat on the ground or in the park or in our garden, what should we do?
Well, what you shouldn't do is pick it up. First of all, you should ask an adult about the bat to show it where it is, and the adult can work out what to do with it. But what they should do, and perhaps you might need to tell them this, is to put some gloves on, put it somewhere safe, like in a shoebox, possibly with a little bit of water, and then ring somebody who knows how to look after bats. There's an organisation called the Bat Conservation Trust that'll give advice on how to best to look after the bat. And somebody, like myself, might come along and take it away and perhaps release it that night.